The author is often amusing as well as illuminating. Genghis Khan was a vicious warlord, but his domestic policies would today open him up to accusations of being a politically correct, latte-drinking virtue signaller. The Mongols practiced ethnic and religious tolerance, which is one reason why they were so effective. They promoted skilled fighters, engineers, and administrators of all backgrounds. Of the 150,000 strong horde that invaded Europe in 1241, only around a third were ethnic Mongols. Habsburg soldiers were surprised to find that one captured officer was a middle-aged literate Englishman who had fled persecution for heresy at home and sought refuge among the more open-minded Mongols. All regions have had rulers who tried to preserve stability by shutting out foreign influence. The key to thwarting them has often been for the ruled to vote with their feet. Early modern Europe was no more advanced than China, but power was more dispersed, so thinkers who offended one prince could simply move. Hobbes wrote Leviathan while in exile in Paris. Locke and Descartes went to Amsterdam. Their books could always be printed somewhere, and so were impossible to suppress. Backlashes against openness are inevitable because they are rooted in human nature, Mr. Norberg contends. Human brains evolved over millennia, in which disruptive change often meant death. Mutually beneficial exchanges with strangers were rare. If the past 300 years of history were compressed into a single day, it would not be until the final minute that steady material progress, fueled by disruptive innovation, took off. Small wonder people's instincts are so conservative. When threatened, they seek shelter within their tribe, which is why demagogues try to scare them. Fear wins elections.